This is a continuation of the November 13th, 2019 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. For the board is property owned by Comac Land Development LLC. Petition number 18041604 for account 110085884. There is no one in attendance for the assessor's office. We have Wayne Tannenbaum in attendance. Will you please raise your right hand to be sworn in?
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty of perjury?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead and tell us anything you need to about this.
Okay, and briefly, you'll notice even from the cover picture, et cetera, part of the issue and problem is specifically looking at these dealerships. I mean, this one you can see is quite low clear height. I believe this was built, even though it was built in 2000, or the effect year is 2006, I believe it was built in 1987. I believe on our page there, I'm not sure the appraiser, I think they have actually the effect year in 1995, and I have to check that here. But I do know it was built in 1987. This property, you can see even the cover, and you can see pictures of the property as far as it is not similar to the, you know, superior dealerships, some of which we have here, as far as construction, year built, clear height, all those issues. I think that's part of the reason why, again, on the cost approach, we are so far off from the appraiser. And I think that the board understood this the prior year as far as, you'll notice something interesting, though, on page two, is that this property was a little over $3 million in 18. It was reduced, I believe, which we have in here by the board, to $1,870,337. But you'll notice that we are looking at a higher value even than it was last year. We're looking at a value of $2,326,109. Obviously, some of these properties, if we notice that the value is higher than it was last year, we're not going to tweak the numbers just to get to the same. We could easily come in here and say, well, they reduced, you know, this is why. No, we believe it's on this particular property, we've come up with a value, it's about $400,000 more than it was reduced to last year. And I think we just looked at it more. But what's interesting is even from the reduction of last year, now the value is somehow $1 million more than even the initial value they had the year before. So it's over $4 million. They increased the property 115% from the reduction. And I think, again, what I was saying is part of the reason is they are not looking at these as they should. I think by next year, maybe they will look at them correctly. But again, it's because this property, and I'll go quickly, and that's, you know, I figure this is very C average on this particular property, especially built in 1987. That's why we're coming in with the replacement cost new, less depreciation of a little over $1.8 million, where the county has it at $3.3 million. In fact, their improvement value is even higher than their own initial value of land and improvements together. So you can see why it's just, even the county knows that their number they came up with is just far from correct.
They didn't go to the state last year, did they?
No, they did not go to the state either, which is, you know, something. But either way, the and then obviously we have an adjusted land value. So on our page 10, you'll get the breakdown of our replacement cost, new less depreciation, our adjusted land value to get to a value of $2,326,109, which again is higher than even the reduction last year. But that's where we're at.
Okay.
Good thing I would like to say is part of the reason some of our values possibly are higher is they did contact us, the appraiser, on some of these to tell us that maybe our square footage, and I'm not sure if it was this one or not, that maybe we're a little off on square feet. So maybe when we recalculated it and used the higher square feet, that's how we're at a higher value on some of these.
Okay. Hey.
Anything else?
Oh, wait a minute. Are you sure that's it?
Wait a minute.
That was too easy. Quiet, wasn't
okay, hold on. What about, I got a question for you. So this one I thought was,
which one is that?
Maybe not. So you pretty much, we've done them all. Yep.
Yeah.
These were withdrawn. This was withdrawn. This one was withdrawn.
Okay. So. Oh, well, that's what made it easy. We're okay with yesterday.
Yeah. Sorry. Taking care of.
Well, that was too easy though.
Yep. Yeah.
All right. Well,
now you gotta waste time to your flight.
Yeah, what's at 3? That's not bad.
Oh, that's not bad.
But no, you have very good seafood and other things here, so I'm sure I'll find it. They don't, in Arizona, they don't have great seafood.
I wouldn't think so.
You can get rattlesnake, you can eat it.
Close it here.
A continuation of the November 13th, 2019 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. Before the board is property owned by Hannah, real property. So there's six different parcels. First one would be petition number 18039904 for account number 16044900. And and then next would be petition number 18040004 for account 966-21100. Petition 18040104 for account number 966-21102. Petition 18040204 for account 966-21103. Petition 18040304 for account 966-21116. And lastly, petition number 18040404 for account 966-21129. There is no one in attendance for the assessor's office. We have Wayne Tannenbaum in attendance from Pivotal Tax Solutions as the appellant's representative. Will you please raise your right hand to be sworn in?
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do.
Thank you. I'm not going to repeat my spiel because I gave it to you yesterday,
okay.
So you understand what we are and what we do. So go ahead and...
what's the first number? I'm sorry.
It's case number 399.
On yours, yes, 160-449.
Okay. 460, and I hope that I got everything. Because I wasn't sure if we were going to go through all these. What's the...
160-449.
What type of property is this one? I wasn't sure.
It's VW.
VW, okay. Well, all right. Well, on that one, I can just go through our what you have as far as our packet. I would like to just make an opening statement. As I said, I believe I have most of the information here today, but they're all based on the same information as yesterday. I know we didn't go necessarily through every case in detail yesterday, and just to make the statement, to reiterate what happened as far as we've had many, many, many months to get our evidence in and the appraiser. We both agree that it should be looked at as cost. But as we talked about, not only do we have an extensive and valid cost approach, the appraiser agrees it should be done on cost. They had literally explained yesterday that their information was incorrect based what they've given you on cost so far. They had admitted that and wanted to try to introduce new evidence. And even though it was a new appraiser, it was admitted that they got this in August, but it's November. There's more than enough time for them to give a valid cost approach. I mean, I appreciate their honesty as far as explaining that what they've given you so far and the improvements and their cost approach is not correct. We agree with that, obviously. And again, on all these properties, we are simply looking at the cost approach because there are too many issues with, they're not based on income, there's not really comps with dealerships, and then on sales, there's so much more involved on the sales, franchise fees, inventory, what have you, that it is almost impossible to get to a fair real estate, just sale value. So we're left with the cost approach, and we've given you on all these a very extensive valid cost approach. I mean, if the board has any questions on these, I don't know how long they want to go over these with us. But again, we've given Marshall and Swift for the improvements, land sales, we've broken it down every section. And again, the county agrees with that, where I am glad that last year they realized they did not visit these properties, and this year they went to the properties, and they visited all of them, and they broke it down in sections, just like we do. But it just so happens that their information they've admitted is incorrect, and they didn't have any valid evidence this year. So that's where we're at.
Okay, the only thing we need to do is go through your, because your cover sheet says one number and your information, detailed information, has a different number.
Okay.
I want to make sure we understand which number you're requesting.
Okay.
And I assume it's the number in this one.
It is.
But you have, in some cases, not this one particularly, yeah, you have this one too, you have multiple submissions, and I don't know which one if there's a change in any of them.
Okay.
Do you have my packet?
Yeah, there is a change.
I apologize.
There is a change on this one on 399. There's, you have a number of, on the front of your appeal, you have 2,010. Then you have the first page is 192,271. Then you have another page that says 2,111,337.
Yes. And I hope that this is the only one like this, but it might not be. But the correct number is 2,111,337, which is our cost approach. I'm not sure how that number got on there, but that our cost approach is...
Well, we have a submission that was...
And I apologize.
I think it's stamped in February.
The original value sometimes when we don't have our entire evidence.
Well, I understand. That's why I want to clarify what you're asking for.
Every one of these should be, and we can go over every one, and I might have all of them here. The value that's requested in our packet should be the value that we're looking for, and it should match what our cost approach is. On this particular one,
I'm saying you have two different packets, though. One says one number, one says another number.
Oh, we actually submitted two different...
This is number 399, and this is 1,921,000, and this one's 211.
I see what you're saying. Then we are requesting the 2,111,337.
Okay.
I believe that's our most updated packet, yes.
It doesn't have a stamp on it. That's why I don't know when it came in.
Yes, I'm almost sure.
The other one came in February.
I'm almost sure, thank you, that
you
it's
the... You can keep that. It'll make it easier for you to actually go through these if you...
I think I'm okay.
Don't you have the other pages folded down or all the others?
Yeah. No, that's just...
Just that one.
So that would be the most updated one.
Yeah, then you have another page that says 2,111,000.
Yes, and that would be the higher value, would be the current value after...
Okay, do you have that marked down? The 2,000,001.
Yeah, I wrote it on the petition.
Okay.
Okay, so
2,111,337.
Okay.
Yep. Okay.
And then 400.
Page number 400 is it should be property ID 9662,1100. And it's Hannah Kia. 966211.
Again, I have the same issues. Unless we have two different packets on this one, the value that we're requesting on, I believe it's page 2, is the value we're looking on the cost approach. And again, the same exact issues that we spoke about yesterday, today.
No, you have these in the aggregate, but you have...
Oh, is this an economic unit, this one?
Yes. You've got...
Your information will be...
You've got units 400 through 404. Mm-hmm. But you have individual appeal sheets on each one, so I don't know how that's being allocated.
Okay. I can tell you...
This is just good for you for next year, so you can do a better job.
Remembering
all your pages.
That also.
Thank you.
And I apologize for that. Essentially, we're looking at, there's one main parcel that has the improvements on it. Mm-hmm. And for that particular, let me just make sure this is correct. For that particular parcel ending in 1103, I believe that's the main one where we have our improvement value at $444,535 on page 6, I believe, of our evidence. So I'm trying to figure out what the... Unfortunately, we don't give the breakdown of the land on that particular parcel, but... as far as our land value, I believe we're at a land value based on our comps of $469 a square foot, but I believe on this particular one, so we're looking at $469 a square foot based on all the parcels of land, And then the improvement value on the one, we're looking at a value of $444,535.
This is 402 you're talking about now?
Yeah, I believe the parcel that has the improvements, which is 1103 is the parcel number, but the actual...
Yeah, that's the one I'm looking at.
Yes.
That's improvement value, you have it at $350,000.
Actually, that's the initial value, but on our cost sheet, we do have it as $444,535. I believe that we have our land total at $1,037,466, but that's broken down right between all the parcels that I believe it's...
Oh, that's the total on all the parcels.
Yes.
The land value, okay.
I've got a sheet that says land value or cost value of $1,482,001. Is that the total value of everything?
Oh, the $1 million. That's the. Let me just make sure that's correct. I believe that's the. For which page do you have that?
It's on page one of the one that says 1103 et al. On the front page, right here.
Yes.
1103 et al.
Okay.
And then you flip on it as 1482001.
Yes, that's the total value we're looking at.
And that's the total, everything,
yes.
Land and buildings.
For all four parcels, correct.
And you don't have that broken down anyplace?
We do have it broken down between the improvements and the land. Meaning the improvements on page 6, we do have broken down improvements and land value separated. But it would be...
Page 6?
Yeah. It is broken out, but it's broken out as an economic unit.
Looking at this page, I don't know, is that page... That's
is
page
that the
six?
Same? You
mm-hmm.
have page 6?
The first part, yeah. Of this one.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's... So this is broken out as... 444535 land.
Improvements.
Improvements, that's improvements.
Oh, it's improvements, sorry.
So we leave the land at 480 on that.
And the land is at
piece. But the total is
1037?
Yes.
You said that was for all of them, though.
66.
The land. Didn't you say that 1037 was for
yes,
all four pieces?
Yes, it's for all four
yeah.
pieces.
Okay.
And it would be at whatever our land value, I think, is 469.
469
a square foot. Yeah.
And you have one.
So now we go on to the next one.
Now I have two here. I have another one. That's a subsequent one. It says $1,389,943 for the total unit value.
I do believe on all of these, our higher value is more like is the number after we've done all of our information.
Now this one is stamped in on February, and this one does not have a stamp on it, so I don't know when it came.
Mm.
But it does have a cover letter in front of it that's dated February also.
Yeah. Just to be honest, I've looked at these enough where through our packets, I do believe that the higher valued request, that packet is the one that we're requesting.
Okay, so you've got that marked on there somewhere.
He's got my copy.
Sorry.
Which page is it, Dan? 6?
No. Well,
six of one of the groups?
Six
no,
of,
it's page 2.
Oh, you mean our actual requested value, yes. That's it right there. Yeah.
Of the 95th Street one?
Yeah. So this is our requested value, the total.
Okay. So $1,482,001.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And improvements of $444,535. And land at $103,746. And that's, the improvements are all on one property, as you said?
Yes.
$103,746. And you're saying somewhere it's split out, but it's not.
Well, no, it's just split up between the improvements and the land. But we did look at the land as all four as an economic unit. So.
And yeah, there should be a, next year be like a cover
make
sheet.
Make it easier.
We say we've adjusted the value we want, and here's how the whole thing looks like the cover sheet.
I totally agree. I know, it's
confusing for us. I know it sounds confusing for you, as it is
I know,
for us.
I apologize. Well, that's why I didn't know if you wanted me to go over the ones yesterday, because I think, is that okay, or are we okay with this?
You're just going to have to live with what we do.
You have to say yesterday.
I understand that.
Pretty wrong.
I understand. But yes, we absolutely need to break each parcel down and explain how we're
keep
separate.
Keep in mind that we don't know, like when you just put in the abbreviation, that we don't know.
Where is it calculated?
I completely understand.
You're saying the, whatever it is.
So each parcel we're saying is 469 square foot. Now, technically, if you're looking at them separately, that's why it gets confusing, because yes, we would value the front portion more parcel and then actually value less. So they were just taken as a whole, and that's why it gets confusing. We should still break it down and explain that, look, we might think the front parcel is worth, you know, $9, but the other one's worth $3, or whatever it comes to be to average what we're looking at.
Okay, on here you said this land value is on all the properties
yes.
combined, but then you've got on this one $90,000 and you have on this one $280,000.
Well, I will explain another thing we need to do better too. The actual sheets where we sign in, you know, evidence is due so far away from when you appeal that honestly the numbers that we're looking for on our appeal sheet always almost change, yeah.
Okay.
So the improvements are all on 1103.
Yeah. So the appeal sheet numbers, please don't, take a look at those, because that's, unfortunately, yeah. I mean, a lot of states, to be honest, when you appeal, your evidence is due, and that does make that easier.
So you have a breakdown here, but it's of a different value.
Just the values of the parcels as the county has them, yes. I don't believe we have our breakdown of. But again, like I said, it gets confusing to...
This is what you need to do.
Oh, I'm sorry. We did do that on that one. The county.
Well, no, but this is assessed value.
Right,
this
you want and an R value. Yes,
your values should have a schedule just like this.
I agree. I understand that.
It'd be simple. You could probably save, you know.
I understand that. And we will do that. And even if we have to somehow, like you explained, separate it and say, look, we think the front portion is worth this on this part, and that's how we get our combined value. Yes, we will absolutely need to do that. And I know what's going to happen next year if we don't. Nobody will be happy. I know that. Hopefully next year everybody will be so ready for everything that it'll... Yeah.
Looking all the bugs out.
It'll make it so much easier.
You mean everybody, meaning both sides?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what I mean. I don't mean the board, yes. Just us and the appraiser.
Okay, next one then is...
Do you want to close that?
No, we're doing these four. We're doing all these together.
Oh, that's right.
You
ready?
Sorry. 412. Is that more than one unit or just one unit?
412.
Is that part of the...
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
412.
The next one is...
That's the next. JJHW is...
96621.
Oh, okay. So we've done all those? Oh, yeah, we've done all those.
Well, we went through the...
Yes, you're right.
Yeah.
Never mind.
They're all in one packet.
Okay.
Got it. Okay.
So we want to close
that here.
Another one? Okay.
Little packet.
that
Dan,
price.
You just read off the wrong number here a minute ago.
That's the one that got canceled out.
Right, this is the one that got...
So yes. It's just a small one, that's why we can't find it.
Oh, this one.
I think that's it.
That's 956.
Oh,
okay, so I can throw my 06 on.
All right, I got
that one. Okay. Okay, we're going back on the recording. Okay, this is a continuation of the November 13th, 2019 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. For the board, at this point, is property owned by Hannah Motor Company, parcel number 16295800 for petition number 18041304. There is no one in attendance for the assessor's office. We have Wayne Tannenbaum in attendance. Will you please raise your right hand and be sworn in?
Do you swear or affirm the testimony given in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do.
Thank you.
All right.
Anything you need to say about this one?
Just briefly, it's a little bit different when we just have a land case. It's easier in the sense when you just have land to try to figure out a value, but unfortunately on this one it's not as easy because if you look at the aerials, you'll notice that it has a serious issue with this parcel where it's not, there's very little on the main street. They use it for parking, but the point is that if somebody's going to buy this parcel, there's very little visibility, frontage, et cetera, on the main street there. That's just an extra added feature as far as it's not simply, here's a piece of land finally with not a dealership, and let's look at, you know, other vacant land parcels that sold, which we are doing, but we're saying that the appraisers' land sales, most of them do have frontage or what have you. This is setback, low visibility. We also have comps that support lower without even making adjustments for the issues we just talked about. So we're coming in at $577 per square foot.
This is the old value store, whatever it's called. What was it called?
Yeah. Valley Village. Yeah.
Valley Village.
It's a truck dealership now.
Yeah.
In front of the truck dealership.
Oh, yeah. Okay, and that's $459,280, right?
$495,280.
$495,000, yeah. That's transposed it.
And I think the board understood the issues this year, last year, same thing.
Okay. That takes care of that one then.
Okay, close that hearing.
Okay. This is the November 13th, 2019 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. Board members present this morning are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. First case before the board this morning is property owned by Gary Wilson. This is petition 18141901 for account number 156508005. There is no one in attendance for the assessor's office. We have Gary Wilson in attendance. Will you please raise your right hand to be sworn in?
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to remind you, I think you've been in before, haven't you?
Yes.
Just to remind you that we're independent from the assessor's office and we're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2018. Keep in mind the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your view.
Okay, no further questions on that. Okay, so I went through, I received a letter from the assessor which had their values, and they kept their values at the same $467,801. And so I went back on that from three different angles. And so I wrote a document here that's three pages long, and it covered these three different values, or three different supporting evidences from my opinion as to why that value is not correct. I looked at their three values that they had, their comparable properties, and I think I'll take you to page 10 on that. And one of the things that they based a lot of their value on is in this little box on page 10. And it's the appraisal remarks. Mm-hmm. And it says the comparable, let's see, much of the value lies in the land, which is zoned 5,000 square foot minimum. The comparable properties above are the best available in bracket and support the assessed value. The bare land supports the land value of the subject. So a lot of focus was on that land. So I took a look at the land one that they had, which was land only. And 1609-9-2000, it looks like, is the number. And I looked at that and found that it's like when that was sold, that was not land only property. There was a permit on page 13 that was a demolition permit that existed after the property was sold, and shows, which shows that there was also a barn, a double wide home, and a house on that property. So it didn't actually sell as a bare piece of land like they have listed. The other two properties,
The building valued at $281,000. Okay, and the land is $207,000. Okay. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and they, so that was that one. Comparable number two and three, I found there that the homes that they had were 1.5 times larger, at least comparable two. And it was 1.6 miles away, comparable three. And it also had a shop building that was 2,400 square foot, which is extremely large building. And the property that I have is much smaller. That was like a third of that size. And then comparable number three that they had was 3.9 miles away, so quite a distance away. And the shop and office building again was about three times bigger, and the house was 1.5 times larger. So I'm just kind of, for sake of time, I'll move past that. And I went on to supporting evidence number two, which was comparable properties that I had. Now I'm on page number two of my written part. And on that, I took, you know, because I heard them say, well, there's no comparable properties close by, so we have these properties that are a distance away. And I went to the immediate area, and I've got three properties. One is 0.3 miles away, another is 0.2 miles away and 0.1 miles away. So they're all just two houses over, or, you know, basically three different directions. So they're all right there. And on that one, I have a comparable sheet. I did.
Thirty-two.
So that was my comparable sheet, and I pulled over, you know, the properties. And they were roughly the same. There was a little bit of square foot difference, and some differences in a little bit in when it was sold as opposed to this January 1st date. So I took those comparables. I did, on the very bottom, I did adjust a little bit if it was sold before the January 1st date. I just adjusted it 1% per month. If it was sold after, I adjusted the other way. And I did slight adjustments for square foot of the property compared to my comparable, my subject property. And when I did all that, I had basically three property values. And I just divided by three and came up with an average of $311,378. The third supporting evidence that I have, now I'm on the bottom of page two of what I wrote. This is this property I appealed in the 2016 property tax year, and when I did that, it was stipulated at $256,000 on that date, and that was something that was just done this past year.
He stipulated without going to a hearing at the BTA, is that correct?
Correct, yes.
And do you know the reasoning for his stipulation?
He said, let's see, I do have that written here somewhere. And I think I pulled this off of a voicemail. So for the value that has, he said, the treat of the property is divisible, but economic impact must be adjusted out. And it hadn't been done for all those years, and that in subsequent years, that particular issue should be factored in. So in looking at the taxes on the bottom of page 2, what I wrote there, it shows that I had that stipulated value at 256, and then in 2017 it was at 404 and some change, and then the current year that we're talking about is 467. And then the 2019 taxes, this is after the stipulated thing, it did in fact drop a little over $100,000. So it kind of shows right there that 2018 taxes and 2017 had not been corrected. And so even though 2019 taxes are at 364, they're still sticking with their value of $467,000 that they sent out in 9/17/19. So I guess to kind of sum up, their $467,000 value doesn't hold water when compared to the, when I look at their comparables, they're putting a lot of value in land, bare land, this wasn't bare land, and the other things we talked about, as opposed, and also with the comparables I did were right next door to the property, and then thirdly, just the fact that it was stipulated to, and it was much less. So what I did then to sum that up was when I looked at these values, it was like, okay, well, I had originally put in my original estimate that the value was $360,000, and when I looked at all the supporting evidence, I came back and I you know, re-asked that it be looked at $302,889. And that would be because I took the estimate of the evidence, supporting evidence number 2, which averaged out at $311,378. And I took the supporting evidence of number 3. And what I did there was I took the $256,000, and I don't know what the percentage that you multiply per year following that, but I just put a 15%. I mean, that's, to me, that sounds like a lot.
So that's for 2 years.
Yeah, for 2 years. Adding 15% to it to reflect it, yes, for 2 years. So not knowing exactly what it was, I put 15% down, and then I came up with $294,400. So when I just asked and averaged supporting evidence number 2 and supporting evidence number 3, and that's how I came up with the $302,889. I think that's kind of a quick rundown. In the very last pages is where they have their stipulated value. That was where the documentation.
Tell me again what he said his reason was for stipulating. I didn't quite understand it when you read that.
Well, and I just pulled it off of
the voicemail.
Yeah, the voicemail. So it wasn't. I didn't have an opportunity to get additional information, but it was treated. Discovered by the assessor's office that they treated the property as dividable, but economic impact must be adjusted out. So I'm not. You know, I wasn't sure what that was.
Sounds like they made it prime developable and then looked at it later and said it probably isn't because of the size and configuration.
I know that the people that have divided next to, you know, near me were shocked at the cost that, you know, to bring in sewer and septic and all that sort of stuff.
I mean, it might be fine, but you got to deduct a whole bunch of expenses, and it's hardly worth it when you have just one property.
That's exactly why I haven't done that. So.
Is this over in the Minnehaha area?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, and the neighborhood is not. It's an old neighborhood.
Oh, here's Minnehaha. Okay.
Can you put the buildings on there? Because it depends on where the building is on there, too, because unless it's in one corner, you can't really subdivide it.
So you're...
I was going to say, you got to be right there by that church.
Yep. Yeah, right.
Oh, so it does have a chunk back there in the back, and there's another road access there, but too. So I guess you could chop it in half.
Yeah, you could put something in the front, but isn't that on a hillside or hilltop?
The house is on a little hill. And then the problem is it's tight on either side of that. If you did divide it, it's kind of tight on the left and on the right, because there is a hill on the right side of that house that goes kind of straight up to that road. Would make it more. I don't know what you'd have to do. Some sort of retaining wall or something. I'm not sure in there, but you know, years ago I looked at the value, you know, the cost to do that. And it was a lot, even years ago.
Okay. I got it.
Yeah. All right. A lot of fun.
Go catch them.
Yes, thank you. I'll do that. Thank you.
Close it.